Welcome to Steadfast Hope. Excited I am that you have tuned in. I'm Steve Lawson. I couldn't do this without Kent Steinbeck sitting here with me. And we're coming to you, Kent, from, what's the name of it?
Herb's House.
Herb's House. And if you want to know, this is Herb. And that's how we got the name. And this is a coffee shop here in Dallas, Texas. You need to come. And this is where we do the men's Bible study on Thursday mornings. And so this really has become kind of like the Mecca of evangelicalism, really.
I don't think so.
Yeah, this is kind of the epicenter, really, of what's going on. So just to let you know, I'm kidding. But we're in Revelation chapter 2 and verse 4. And the title of our devotion today is When Love Wanes. And this is Jesus' letter to the church at Ephesus. And Kent, this always has a sober tone to it. And you know what this verse is. But I have this against you, that you have left your first love. And Kent, Jesus has commended the church at Ephesus, really in somewhat detail. He has affirmed them and encouraged them, like, you've been serving, you've been sacrificing, you've been sweating, you have been doing the work of ministry, you've been all in. And you can see how they were being built up and built up, but Jesus is a truth teller. And he comes to verse 4 here, and that word "but" just causes my heart to drop. And he says, I have this against you, for the head of the church, the Lord Jesus. I mean, it'd be one thing if some visitor came in and some person and said this. But for this to come from Jesus Christ himself, who walks among the seven golden lampstands, who knows the truth of where a church is spiritually, He has this, and it really is a rebuke that you've left your first love. And Kent, this just saddens me to even have to talk about this, and yet it's been true in my spiritual life. It's been true in churches where I have served, and we need to hear this. Let's begin with your first love. I mean, what is that? Well, this would be what we would call honeymoon love, when they were first converted, when they first came to faith in Christ, and the glow and the excitement of now having their sins forgiven and now knowing that they are right with God through Christ and that they now have this whole new life in front of them. The excitement, they just couldn't stop talking about the Lord. They couldn't stop praying. They couldn't stop coming to church and worshiping. Everyone that they talked to, they wanted to witness to and tell them about the Lord. I mean, they were just like on 110%. But it says, you've left that. The glow is gone. The excitement for Christ, the enthusiasm for prayer and Bible study and worship. It's like you're unplugged. It's like the wind's out of your sails. And so it's possible, Kent, to go through the motions of serving the Lord, but your heart be away from the Lord for various reasons, because it's a routine, because it's a ritual, so that you feel better about it, or so that others will think something of you. I mean, who knows what all those reasons could be, but the number one reason must be is I love Jesus, and I want him to receive the glory. I want people to know about him, and for him to be in the spotlight. And so here is a church that had put its shoulder to the plow and was serving and running circles around other churches and all their activity and in all of their doings. And yet, when you lift up the hood and you look down into the engine of what's driving this church, what's missing is a burning, blazing, passionate love for Jesus Christ. So, Kent, this is a message for me, for you, for all who are listening to our devotion today. So we need to talk about it so that this will be a guard lest this happen to us.
So, Steve, just again, thinking about our audience and trying to figure out how to apply this, the Lord has just been commending these people, and they're out doing that. So we're saying that, I think you're saying that, from the outward view of this church, they look like they're right where they need to be. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, if you drove past this church, you'd see the parking lot full. I mean, you'd see the people busy doing different things to serve the Lord. If you walked into the building, you would see probably a lot of empty pews because people are up and walking around and serving and doing. If you drove through the neighborhood, you'd see the same.
Wow.
So this is a very active church.
So our Lord is saying, but I'm really looking at your heart.
Yeah.
And your heart's gone off track. That's our concern, right?
Yeah.
Because why would that be in here if we weren't all very, very susceptible to doing this?
Oh, yeah, Kent. And this is the first of the seven letters to the seven churches. What Jesus has to say to the churches, it really begins here. And this really is the priority. The greatest commandment is that you love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul and mind and strength. So the main thing is to keep the main thing. This is the main thing. And where there's true love for the Lord, there will be an overflow of service to others. So it's not an either or, it's a both and, but it's the priority. This is the priority. And I think we all need to be reminded of
just
this.
Check our hearts. Not what we're doing, but go check our hearts.
What's most important is that I love the Lord with an ever-growing, ever-deepening, fervent, passionate devotion to Him, and then I serve the Lord in the overflow of that. I can't bypass that to get to the service. I must begin with the Savior before I serve others.
Get our hearts right first. Always come back to the Lord.
Yeah, and for our hearts to be right involves loving the Lord, loving Him more than, obviously, we love ourselves, more than we love a life of ease, more than we love the world, more than we love the things around us. We must first and foremost love Jesus Christ.
You know, Steve, we've been studying Jacob and Esau in Genesis.
Yeah.
And a lot of commentators think when Jacob went to Shechem and he had that disastrous issue with his family and with his daughter, he should have been at Bethel.
Yeah.
And when he goes to Shechem, the first thing he does is he sets up an altar. And some commentators say that was more for an outward appearance, but rather his heart was not really with the Lord, like right here, because he wasn't where he was supposed to be.
Yeah,
he was a little bit like Lot, potentially, going where he shouldn't be, doing what he shouldn't be doing. But sometimes we as Christians can put on a facade, and that's what you're saying right here, of looking like we're doing the real thing and the right thing, but being our hearts being wayward.
Yeah. And we can also learn the right Christian vocabulary and know how to say the right things to give the appearance that we're all in. And I just preached on this, this past Sunday on Jacob going to Bethel and building the altar.
Well, that's after he left Shechem, right?
After he left Shechem, that and the text doesn't really say, but we can, I think, rightfully assume he's now getting his priorities.
Now he's right.
Now
he's where he's
doing. He's building an altar. You it starts here, building an altar and worshiping the Lord.
He's where he needs to be, doing what he should be doing.
Yeah, he should have been there all along.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you're so right about that. So,
wow, that's so convicting. But to me, and I think to our audience, is what this is telling us, right? Is that just go check your heart. Go to the very roots.
Yeah.
And do business with the Lord and be honest
with
Him.
Ken, I think of, you remember in John 21 when Jesus addresses Peter, and he asks him that heart-searching question. That question,
over and over.
Do you love me?
Yes.
Do you, three times.
That's it.
Do you
that's
love
me? That's the bottom line.
I mean, that's the bottom line. If you love me, then go serve me.
Yes.
Then go feed my sheep.
Yeah.
But first
really
and foremost, do you love me?
Wow.
So,
that's
Kent,
it.
That's the message for both
me.
Of us.
Yes, it is.
And for all of
Amen.
Our folks who are watching today. Well, thank you for tuning in to Steadfast Hope. I tell you who's gotten more out of this than anyone's me, Kent. And I'm sure you feel the same way. And I trust that this will encourage you in your walk with the Lord. Love the Lord first and foremost and serve Him in the overflow of your love for Christ. Thank you for joining us today for Steadfast Hope.